Tens of millions of Americans do not receive quality health care because they simply can't afford insurance or their health insurance coverage is inadequate. This morning, a coalition of consumer groups and activists demanded health care for everyone outside a South Tampa health center. A woman pushed her crying baby in a stroller along the sidewalk and through the front doors of the Floyd Doc Kelton Community Health Center. Minutes later, Tampa area U.S. Representative Kathy Castor kicked off the press conference calling for good quality health coverage for all.
We are in the midst of a very serious economic crisis. Part of that crisis are the rising costs of health care and the failure of the Bush administration and those in Washington to provide access to quality, affordable health care. There is a better way. We know that if you focus on primary care, prevention, and wellness, and access for kids to the doctor's office, we could save a lot of money and serve a greater number of people.
Castor said that health care will be one of the two key aspects of a major economic stimulus package that will come before Congress in the next few days.
What is on the front burner right now will be a second economic stimulus package. This is going to be announced this week. It's going to be focused on two parts, jobs, rebuilding America's infrastructure, and number two, health care, more affordable health care for folks who need it.
One program that helps low-income families with children is the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, Castor said.
This is the best deal going for families in the state of Florida because the feds pick up two-thirds of the cost and the state picks up one-third. And it's a sliding scale, so oftentimes families have to pay a portion. But it provides a home, a pediatric home, so that children can see a doctor. You know, we had a bipartisan bill in Washington. Unfortunately, President Bush vetoed it. We fell just a few votes short in overriding the president's veto.
Three-year-old Bethany Wilkerson handed some of the speakers at the press conference Disney-themed stickers and gave Representative Castor a page she had colored with crayons. Bethany's mother, Dara Wilkerson, described how at the age of 6 months, Bethany needed surgery for holes in her heart.
And the funding from SCHIP, the State Children's Health Insurance Program, which backs Florida's Kid Care, helped us get her the surgery that saved her life. Florida Kid Care covers 300,000 children, 22,000 in Pinellas and Hillsborough alone. But uninsured numbers in the state of Florida run anywhere from 500,000 to 700,000, and almost 9 million across the U.S. Two-thirds of these children are eligible for some sort of assistance, but are not currently enrolled.
The Wilkersons petitioned Congress in Washington trying to save the SCHIP program. Registered nurse Karen Hoyt has seen the effects of America's healthcare system, where only those who can afford it get the care they need.
I can tell you that as a case manager, I've had to sit with cancer patients while their oncologists told them that the chemotherapy the doctor wanted them to have wasn't covered because our healthcare system's broken. And I can tell you that as a home health nurse, I've had to try to explain to elderly patients in wheelchairs that the gel cushions we wanted them to have so they wouldn't get skin ulcers wasn't covered because they didn't have skin ulcers because our healthcare system is broken.
Universal healthcare is common in many other English-speaking countries and almost all of Western Europe. In those countries, the healthcare that patients receive is based on decisions by doctors, not insurance companies, and Hoyt thinks that Americans deserve the same.
So I stand here before you today as an RN who believes that America can do better. We deserve better. Every other industrialized nation on this planet recognizes that healthcare is a right of its citizens, and not a privilege for those who can afford to pay the premiums.
Bill Newton is the executive director of the Florida Consumer Action Network, or FCAN. He called healthcare a consumer issue and a pocketbook issue for Americans.
One out of every four people say their family has a problem paying for healthcare in just the past year, and it's unfortunately may get worse. The health of this nation should be a priority for elected officials, for all of them, as it is for you, but the unfortunate reality is that this nation has been plagued with upside-down priorities for the last 8 years, and now it's time to change course and invest in America's future for a change. Guaranteed, quality, affordable health care is a great first step in doing this.
Robert Ray is president of the West Central Florida Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, and said that even though his family has good health insurance, that's not the case with everyone.
When my daughter was born, she blew a hole in her lung and had to be put into intensive care in the NICU for several days. We were lucky because we had health care coverage. We have insurance. So it didn't destroy our family. We didn't lose our home. But that is not a typical story. There are too many Americans out there who are losing everything. And we just can't continue that. This is America, and we have to take care of each other.
Representative Kathy Castor criticized President Bush's concept of universal health care.
Now, I know President Bush has said, hey, we have a health care system here in the United States. All you have to do is go to the emergency room. Well, that is not a solution. And we have been trying for months and months up against the roadblock of the Bush administration to fight for quality, affordable health care.
You can learn more about the health care policy of Representative Kathy Castor on her website, castor.house.gov. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.